Pesachim, Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph at the top. Rav, we were just talking before about the union that one should be so quick to say bad news. Motzi Dibo Hu Ksil. We discussed the reasons why yesterday. So Rav was the Bar Achva de Rabbi Chia. He was the nephew of Rav Chia Mitzad, his father. He was the son of the brother of Rav Chia. Obar Achde. And also the son of his sister. And the Rashi explains, how was it? Ivo Avi Shovav, the father of Rav's name was Ivo. Achi Shovav Chia, Hayim. Mina Avki, the Mina Repair Kamen to Sanhedrin. Ivo Vechana Veshila Vimarta Rav Chia Kulam B'nei Vav Acha Mekafri Avu. Vehime, Haite Imo Shovav, Achoto Shovav Chia, Haite Mina Aim. Meaning they had that obviously Rav Chia's father was married to someone beforehand, and then he remarried someone who already had a child, and then from the father and the mother of the other one, they had Rav's mother. So they weren't related, blood related at all, but they were close, and they got married, and they had Rav. So Kisalik Lahatam, when Rav left Bovel to, I guess, visit Eretz Yisrael, because we have Gemaras where he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel, but over here Rashi says, Kisalik Rav mi Ivo mi Bavel la Eretz Yisrael, hayu Rav Chia sham. Rav Chia was there. So, Omer Lei, Rav Chia says to Rav, Ivo Kayim, is my brother, your father, alive? So again, he did not want to expressly say no. Omer Lei, Ima Kayemet? You're asking about my father. Why don't you ask if my mother's alive? Omer Lei, Ima Kayemet? He says, Omelay, Ivo Kayim, you never finished asking me about my father. Omelay, so immediately Rav Chia understood that he didn't want to be Motzi Diva. So Omelay Lishamai, he said to his Shamish, Chalot Li Menalai, Vahole Kliachavai Lebeta Mirkatz. Take off my shoes, because a mourner is forbidden to wear shoes. He's showing that he's a mourner. Vahole Kliachavai Lebeta Mirkatz. But bring my vessels, my things, to the bathhouse. Why is he saying it seems like a contradiction? He's Shmamina, he's coming to teach Talat three things. He's teaching his Talmidim a lesson. This is the way of the great rabbis, that in all their actions they are constantly teaching. Shmamina, Aval Asa bin Neil, that's a sandal. Aval is not allowed to wear his shoes. Shmamina, this is called a Shmua Rechoka. Someone who hears from a distance. After the 30-day period of Avelis, they hear a close relative died. Shmur Rechoka Eino Noheged El Yom Echad. The din is that when you hear from a distance after 30 days, you're knowing one day. Ushma Mina, the fact that he said immediately to his shamash to go get his utensils to go to bath. I mean, they didn't bathe themselves every day in those days, but he's teaching a lesson. Mitzara Yom Kikula. The part of the day is like all of it, meaning you have to do a velus for at least 1 hour or so, and that's how he left it. Rashi, Omer Rav Chia Levav, Ivo Avich, Hu Kayim, is he alive? Omer Le Rav said to Mima Kayimet, Belashim Sheila. He asked the question back, Kolomer, Achetam Mashal Alavi, Sha'al Alimi, Sha'afi, Achutek. Why are you asking my father? Asking my mother, she's also your sister. So Omer Le Rav Chia Levav, Ema Achotek Kayimeti. Yes, is my sister alive? Omalei Rav, Ivo Kayim, Ivy Gloom, Kayim, is he still alive? Who are dying? Lo Ashivu Techa alive. We didn't finish discussing about it. Omalev Hazy. And immediately understood. Rashi brings down, there's another shot to understand this. Omalei Benachuta, he actually answered him. Is your father alive? My father's alive. Is your mother alive? My mother's alive. Hayim Ashivu Rav Al Misha Enu Shoel. Sorry, Mashiva al Misha Enu Shoel, Kadesh Yavin Minaklal. Vakasha Beinu Lamar Shiyotzi Divar Vav Davashek Mepiv. And Rashi doesn't like this pshat, it doesn't make sense that he would say something that's not true. So Lamaisa, when a person has information that someone is Nifter, a close relative, we had the different reasons why. Yesterday, Rashi explained you don't say things suddenly to another person because they might have a heart attack. So one should say it in a way that's beating around the bush. If they ask you directly, you don't lie. Okay, if you could find a way to say it, you say it. You say it in whatever way you can, but one should be careful on how they express
Usually the, I think the way people do it is they ask, did you hear who was Nifter? And they're like, oh, you know, you don't say it directly, you know, this person's relative or this or something like that. I didn't ask exactly how one should do it, but one should be careful. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, that a motzi dibor hu kesil. One should be so quick to express bad news. Yom echa'am. Hahu, there was this guy.
Take
off my shoes because I'm mourning on my brother and sister. Hold a kliacharai, lebeda merkat, lemaid halacha. He's coming to teach halacha to talmidim nitkavim. That's why he said that. She'ein shmur b'chucha sheliachis shloshim yom noheged eli yom echad. That when you hear distant news after 30 days, you only have to be knowing one day. One part of the day is like the whole day. You don't have to sit the whole day. We see that he immediately said, bring my vessels to the bathhouse. He didn't wait till tomorrow. 1 hour is enough. Ahu, there was this guy, since we're talking about the way people speak. Ahu, the Havikai Azil, nope. Ahu, the Omer. Dono Dine. Everywhere he went, he says, we'll bring it to a Beis Din. And he got a little argument, so he doesn't want to hear the other side. Well, let's bring it to a judgment. So, Amre Shmamina, we understand from this guy, Medam Kati. He's from the Shevet Dan. Tiksiv, Dan Yadina Moke, Echad Shifte Yisrael. He's obviously from Dan, and he expresses himself like the brocha that Yaakov Avinu gave to the, to the father of the tribe. There was another guy that used to go. Oh, it would be so wonderful by the seashore to build a house. They checked into the person. They found that he's from Zvulun Kati. Because Zvulun on the seashore dwelt. So this person expressed such a desire to live by the seashore that he's obviously from Zvulun. So just a minute, a little bit deeper into this Gemara. Ha-ho, da-havi kama edona dine. Bechol dover masav in ta-matan, every bit of business, shahay Elohim adam, ayom et amit, pull it in, we'll go to a dintar on it. Ve'enu nishma le-dava adam, he didn't listen to what a person had to say, elah pi dayan, only what the dayan said. Achiv yami masisne birta, it can be bironot, I will set up a house. Imhayu li paltin, if I had the ability for a palace li vlo to build, lo eiti kova mele al svarayam. I only build it on the seashore. V'tamir hayim ishtabek v'svarayam. He's always praising the seashore. U'b'chufis kuhani mitzadidi, he said, found another pshat. Achit yama asne birata. What does that mean? Perish kach hayim. Mishtabek v'svarayam, he always praises the sea. V'yom etamid, senoyim shal svarayam, even the bushes that are on the seashore, b'voshim hem b'mkomenachem, they're comparable to great cedar trees, or whatever a brosh is, a pine tree, in other places. Lashon zeh ha'hagun, and this is a ha'hagun, seneh b'lashon arami, esneh, b'vosh is b'ruta. It's also a nice pshat to say like that. So we see from this Gemara, a person that constantly expresses something, gives us an idea of where he's coming from. So, Lamaise, we have to understand how far do we really take this stin over here. So they ask the question, what happens if someone's a Kohen? Right? He's up there, he gets Rishon all the time, he gets called a Kohen, he's duchening and all things, and yet he insists on everybody going to a din Torah with him. So we take this Gemara over here to the nth degree. You think it's a funny shayla? They ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this shayla over here. So, very interesting. They bring down the Ben Yaol. If you look carefully at the Gemara, when it said with Don, the person bringing everyone to a din Torah, it says that this guy, Shmamina, he's from Don. Meaning, this is a clear indicator. But when it came to the guy saying by the seashore, it says, Botko. They checked into him, and they found it. So the Ben Yaol, this is the Ben Ishchai, said there's a difference between two cases. He says a lot of people want to live by the seashore. A lot of people will enjoy that. So there's no indication for sure he's from Zvulun by expressing to live by the seashore, unless you check. But someone, it's so unusual that a person always wants a dintar. So if someone always wants a dintar, Shmami Nai is from Dan. they bring it down. So again, you have this Kohen over here, and all of a sudden he's insisting that he's from Dan. Is it a Reisa on his Chesgat Kohuna? That's Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says, Ein Achinami, the Gemara is true. The guy's from Dan. But maybe from his mother. Okay, let's go back there.
Asher, who also lives by the sea, and this is not my Gemara, it says, Asher lives by the sea, he says, Lot after the smooth.
Ah, okay, there's other people by the sea, very nice. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivra Devarah. Okay, this at the two dots over here, I asked Rav Aaron, and I was asking about the other Gemaras, because I know the Yeshiva Gedolah of Matisyahu just learned Pesachim last year. I learned it. So he told me that really they did the Mishnah and then they started at the two dots over here. So this is like really where the Lumdus is going to be coming in the Mishnah. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph at the two dots. Vahashta now the Kaimalan the Kuliyama or Orter. Now it's clear to us, everybody holds that Bedikas Chametz of Or is the nighttime. Who? Mishnah, let's see. Ben Rebbe Yehuda, Ben Rebbe Meir. We're going to have a machloket later on in a Mishnah between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir. At what time did the Rabbanin make the harchaka that you have to finish eating your chametz? But between the two of them, chametz ainu asa ela sheish shaot. They both agree that the issa of chametz is from the 6 hours. Pesukim over here, direct pesukim. Ulamalan, and after that. So, the nivduch b'sheis? Checking the 6 hour. Why are we checking way, way, way into the night? The issa is only chal on the 6 hour. Why wait over there? Let's just see Rashi real quickly. Bein Rebbe, this Rashi is a tough Rashi. Bein Rebbe Meir, Bein Rebbe Yehuda. They argue in the Matnitin, beharchaka, in the harchaka of the Rabbanim. The Avod Rabbanim l'deraisa, chametzeinu asa min haTorah, but the chametz itself is an asa from the Torah, but Bal Yireo beachila ela mishesh shaot. That the Isurim fall on from the 6 hours. And how do you know it? Because we learned that the Isra Chila comes from a pasuk. Menach chalak omen alo tishchad alachama. So learn it out from Pesukim. Now this Rashi is very tough. This Rashi slipped in Bal Yireh. That Bal Yireh is chal, the Isra is chal from the 6 hour. I understand that you're not allowed to eat chametz because there's Pesukim. Over there, they're telling you that the Isser, of course, the Isser Kares of eating Chametz on Pesach is only Chal at nighttime, but there's an Isser in the Torah, Lav in the Torah, to even eat. And Rashi all of a sudden slips in Bal Yireh. It's very difficult. Rashi, in light of this Psukim, connected this Rashi, the Mishnah Brewer brings down, he paskins halacha, that you're over the Isser of Achila from the 6 hour. But not Bal Yireh, Bal Yimatzah. He says, Haskim or Kama Poskim, that you're not going to be over. Why? Because just look at the Psukim. The Psukim bring down an Isser of Chametz, as Rashi brought down. The Ach is Lechalek, that you're even Isser from once you're Chayiv in the Korban Pesach, there's an Isser Achila Chametz. But when it comes to Bal Yireh, it says, the Pasuk is Shivat Yomim, So'or Lo Yimatzah Bebetehem. That 7 days sore shouldn't be found in your house. 7 days starts when? At nighttime. And he brings, V'lo yireh lecha sore b'chol gibulecha, shivat yomi. The itzor ba'i yireh ba'i yomotzah is on the 7 days. So therefore, a lot of the Rishonim are arguing on Rashi. It's a tzorch iyun gadol on Rashi. Why all of a sudden he brings in ba'i yireh? The truth is, the Mishnah Brewer himself says there's another issue that's going on, and we should be familiar with all these sermons. We're going to go have a lot of gemaras on it. There is a mitzvah aser of that you have to destroy your chametz. It's called tashbisu. That you have to uproot it. So even though the Mishnah Brewer comes out that you're not going to be over Bal Yireh and Bal Yimatzah, and you'll only be overeating it, but every rega, every moment that you have the chametz in your possession, after 6 hours, you're bottle the aser of tashbisu. And we'll see as we get on to Dalet Amud Beis, where we're going to discuss the aser of tashbisu, that maybe there's a way to understand Shitas Rashi on what is exactly holds, what's the mitzvah aser of tashbisu. Nivduk, Rashi, nivduk, chametz betchila shesh. You have to check the chametz in the beginning of the 6 hour. Again, there's also a problematic Rashi. Not right before. What do you do with Bittul? A lot of problems over here. The Kodim Yisro, before the Isra comes, Yivarano, Lama Liletu Nikolai, why do I have to wait till the start at the night time to initiate so big? The Tbish Lama, I or Yama, it's the night, day, or means day, who? Ichle Tavutzi, we can give a tariff to Matanita Nami Bishesh, it's really Shesh, come on. Aval Hashtik Tiksha, that is, Jesus Makdin Limitsis, but it's a Kash over here. The mission is talking about Shesh, and over here, why do we do it earlier? So the Chitame, back into the Gemara, we ask, why are we starting B'dika Chametz so early the night before? The Chitame, maybe you want to say, and whenever there's a Chitame in the Gemara, we always know that we're going to go away from it, Sahava Mina. Zvizim Akdinim L'mitzvahs. Concept. Zvizim are always take the initiative on mitzvahs. So Nivzal, according to that, Nivzak Misafra. So don't do it in nighttime. When you wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning, start looking. Dixiv, because we know a mitzvah in the day, you should do it as early as possible. Because it says with the mitzvah of Mila, Ubiyom Hashmini, Imu Basar Laso, in the day, and yet, Vitanya, Kola Yom Kulo Kosher L'Mila, the whole day is kosher. Elish is Zvizim Makdinim L'Mitzvahs. The Zvizim are Makdim. When? To the beginning of the day, not the night before. V'yashkim Avam Bepoka, because Avam got up early in the morning. So why is it that we're taking the initiative to do it all the way in the middle, in the beginning of the night before?
But with Mila, you cannot say it the night before.
Yeah, but you do it as soon as you can in the morning. So then you need to do it as soon as you can in the morning. You woke up in the morning. I know the proof that they bring down from V'yashkim Avam Bepoka really has nothing to do with Bris Mila. It's a little bit of a problem with the Gemara. Tell us what other people deal with it. But one should do Bris Mila first thing in the morning. It's a much bigger inyan. There's all kinds of other factors that have to come into play exactly when you can do your Bris Mila, but we try to do it as soon as possible. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, this is the reason why we do it at nighttime. B'shash b'nei adam mitzoyin b'bateihem. It's a time when people finish from work in their mitzoy in their house. V'or haner yafal b'dika. And at nighttime is when the candle, which we're going to see later on, we're going to learn out that it has to be through a candle, is much nicer to use. But Mike, it's interesting that the Rishonim argue over here, is this one Tom or two Tomim? And there's not communis between it. They actually bring down, the Rambam and the Torah bring down one Tom or two separate Tomim, and Achronim over here go at length on discussing it. Rashi. For Or Haner, now Nivdok B'tzafer, the Ikra Haktam, this reason, the Gajan Nagami Mila, which is Rotei, the Avram, Shinamar, Vyashkim Avram, Babaka, Shalom, Tin Ada, Neta Chama, when we come upon a Lila Lohigdi, but you don't wait that early. Or Haner Yafi Levitika. Now, I'm not sure how to read this Rashi. Belila, it's like the Aval Biyom Makshik. In the daytime, it's darker. What's darker? The light of the candle?
The candle makes darker.
Candle makes it, or is it the light of the candle isn't as bahir, isn't as light at night? Is it a mitzius question? Is it like a metaphysical thing that candles aren't as light as night? Ubiyom makshik. It's mitzius that a candle. I think I remember hearing somewhere, but it doesn't, you know, in our Western mind, it doesn't sit well. That if a person is in a cave, you could tell if it's night or day if the candle dims. Is there such a concept like that? This Rashi over here seems to be saying, Aval b'yom makshik, the candle is not as bright. Div tamar yivdok li'or hayom, so check with the diet. Hayafin l'kaman mechipo shemitzvah b'ner. We're going to see later on that the mitzvah is at the with the ner. Omer abaya hilchach, therefore, and since now we see that you should start right in the beginning of the night, that's when everybody's there and the candle's burning nicely. Therefore, Torah scholars, they get very involved in their learning, they shouldn't start at that moment, of the moment of B'tikit Chametz, B'yorta in the night, B'yorta B'tlasa, in the eve of the 13th, the Nagai Abba, of going into the 14th. They might delve into their learning and they might prevent from doing the mitzvah. Rashi. Lo yiftak be'idna, lo yathil be'girsei, mekava eitz l'torah. If he has a appointed time to learn Torah b'layla, lo yathil yitaski b'shmaiti. He shouldn't start his seder then. Okay, there's a lot of dinim on this, working, all kinds of things you shouldn't do. What do you do if in your place, you're not in your house, and you should, and you're just sitting there, you're waiting for something, or you can't do bedikat chametz? So they bring down, one should learn then the halachas of bedikat chametz. If someone's in a position on Yud Dalet where they're not in the house, or they're locked out of the house, or they're in the airport waiting for your parents to come in. It's a mitzvah that you have to do. You know, let's take a mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Afal pi kein, you should learn at that time, bedikat chametz. Okay. Boya Mine. This is a real sugi over here. Boya Mine of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They asked from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskia bayit lechavero. You're renting your house. It's very common. People come in, people leave for America, come in from America during Pesach, and you rent your house for Pesach. Who has to do bedikat chametz? Right? You rent the house. Boy, my name is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskia bayit lechavero biyaba asa. The person is coming in erev Pesach. They arrive on the 14th in the morning. Ami livdok. Who has to check the house? Ala maskia livdok? Is it on the owner, the one who's renting the house, to check? The chamir diday. It's his chametz over here. Who? Or dilma ala soka livdok? It's on the one who's renting it to check. The yisur v'shutekai, because the yisur is in his house. Rashi. The chamir diday. Who? Ha chametz mebayit shelo. It's his chametz. Or v'shutekai. Shahariyata by Chilo, the house is his. Now the Achronim over here, very interesting, want to make the Nakuda of the Machloket. Is it if you own the Chametz, or if the Chametz is in your Rishus, strangely enough, on what's the mitzvah B'dikat Chametz? I explained the stipel in the beginning of the the Rashi Tosfot. They bring down two different reasons on what's the reason why we did B'dikat Chametz. Rashi says so you won't be over Bal Yireh or Bal Yematzeh, and Tosfot says so you won't be over Achila. So let's look at the two tzadim of the Gemara. The first tzad is who has to clean on the maskia to check the Dechima Didei. It's his. And therefore, it will be over the Yisra of Bal Yireh, Bal Yematzeh. And that's why he has to do it. Or Dilma Ala Soch Livdok, because the Yisra is in his shoes and he might come to eat it. Now, a lot of people say this. The Pnei Yeshua brings this down. The Sfasemis, they say this time. They take the Chakira, the Machloket Rashi Tosfot, put in the Gemara. Rav Achonin asks on this. He says this is not a question. This is not an answer over here. This becomes a big question. Because according to Shitas Rashi, that if the reason is that you have to be Bedikat Chametz, so you won't be able to buy your Rebbe, your Matzah, what's the second side of the Gemara? Of course, according to Rashi, the Maskir has to do it. Why shouldn't the world should the soak have to? You're not worried that he might come to eat it. And according to Tosfot, it should be poshut from the Gemara that the soaker has to do it, because we're not worried about bayimah. We're only worried about eating. So why should it be that the mosque should check it? So what everybody bring as an answer, Rav Kahn says this is a tremendous question on Shitas Rashi Tosfot. He goes and he gives Tirutzim, just the kitzer. He says on Rashi, that Einachinami, you're going to be able to buy your air, buy your matzah. But one should know, it's very interesting, he says, that the Iker, the Bedikat Chametz, is on the owner, but if the owner isn't there, it's on everybody. Everybody has to check. Meaning, if I know that your house isn't checked on Pesach, it's not that it's your over. There's Chametz found, Baal Yematzah, you shouldn't find Chametz in the house of a Jew. Brings it in the she name of the Gvoah, that I have an obligation also to make sure that your house is clean and you don't have comments in it. The Rashi could be saying like that. And therefore, B'shusikai, it's also the B'shus of the Sokhi. He also has an obligation. Again, it's a difficult question. It's not an easy come over here. Tosfot says that, no, over here, Ein Achinami, that the Sokha has to be worried about it. But on Leil B'dikar Chametz, when the Chiyuv to check was Chal came into the world, it's on the Maskia. He had to check it. So now on Yud Dalet, we have to ask, even though the Yisra is for Achila purposes, but maybe the Chiyuv to check fell on Yud Dalet in the beginning of the night, and therefore it's on the Maskia. Okay, there's a difficulty understanding, not difficulty, it's a Tzarki, and one has to work hard and labor in the Torah to exactly figure out what the Tutsadim of the Gemara is. Tashma. Bring a Tashma over here. Hamaskia Bait lechavero, ala socha lesot mezuzah. Person who rents a house to his friend, on the one who's renting it, the socher, he has to put up a mezuzah. Oh. So therefore you see that when you rent a house to someone who is obligated on taking care of it, becomes like the legal owner of the house, the socher. Nope, hatam, you can't bring a raya from mezuzah. Hatam, ha'omer rev mishrashi, mezuzah chovet hadar. Bring from a pasuk, which she's going to bring in a minute, that a mezuzah is something different. A mezuzah is not an obligation on the house, it's an obligation on the one living in the house. So over here, who's living in the house? The one renting the house. So therefore he has to bring up the mezuzah. Hacha, my, but in our case, my. Let's just see Rashi, because Rashi explains the more very well over here. Rashi, let's talk about mezuzah. Ama midi the mitzvah le'rami. We see that the mitzvah of the house is on the socher. No, it's a chovat hadar. It's a chov on the one dwelling in the house. Lafi shehim in shemar, it doesn't see he's the one who's guarding over it. So you can see the beitecha, we read, not beitecha, beitecha. And you're going into the house. Niknas b'yotziba, the one who is going in and out of the house is obligated to bring a mezuzah. Aval hacha, but over here, b'dikat chametz, the rabbanin, it's rabbanin, dimishum bal yirel, bal yimotze, ha'omel ha'kamen, it's tagalei b'bittel, it should be enough in bittel, b'alma. So if it's on the socha, you just say bittel on it. Ima siyek daiti minei, u'mishavalei ka'afar. Oh, this Rashi is very big. Rashi explaining what Bittul did over here. We pay careful attention to Rashi. What does Bittul do? We mentioned before there's going to be a shita that when I'm mevatel something, am I removing my ownership from it? Or I'm doing something else? Rashi says, by nullifying something, you're mesiak taite mine, not removing bilis, I'm removing my machshavas from it. It's worthless to me. When I know if I say it's worthless, I'm not interested anymore. We'll work with this Rashi tomorrow. We say any chametz in my house is ka'afa di'ara. That's the new suck that we sing in Bittul. For Rabbanin who did starach b'dik, it's a din Rabbanin. Fasti ki ay kafin b'boilan torayek ze'al mimutal. The ticha of checking who is it on. We have no via from a mezuzah that's on the socher. Over here it could be. We just want to know who has the tichon. My. Omelahu, back into the Gemara. Omelahu, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tanina. We learned it in the Brisa. Hamaskia bar lechavero. Im ad shalom masolo miftachot. If until that he gave him the miftachot, chal arba asal alamaski lifto. When did you hand over the keys? Someone wants to rent your house to you, so maybe you gave the key. Like a lot of times a person doesn't leave, you know, Erev Pesach to go to America. They leave on like the 12th or the 13th. When did he give over the keys? So again, we're starting. When does the Chiyuv Chal of Bedikat Chametz? Right in the beginning of the Yud Dalet. Who is in control of the house at Yud Dalet? So that's the question over here. So that's the answer to the question. Sorry. Who has it? If he didn't give it over yet when the 14th came in, it's still in the possession of the maskir. He is the baal of that house, the chiyuv's on him. If he gave it over to the person, it's going to be chal on the socher. So if one is wise, and he's renting a house to someone, and he's leaving, don't put it in the mailbox. The person's coming in, you're dialed in the morning. Right? If you put it in the mailbox, the key is still in your possession. Kinyan chotzer. It's yours. Until the person comes in. Therefore, you have the obligation. What you do is, do me a favor. You call the person from America, saying, oh, you're going to be visiting, you're staying by Ploni. Do me a favor. Appoint Ploni as a shliach and let him pick up the key for me. Oh, give it to him. How do you find you don't have to do it? That's not the way of Klal Yisrael. We are hungry for mitzvahs. We try and do them. Okay. Another problem with Rashi. Okay, there's a lot of eons in this Gemara. We're just trying to be or the shilas in the Gemara. It's only how much you could go into when the people in yeshiva sit, you know, basically a week on this amud over here, and we're trying to cover it in 40 days. But I'll show you the issue over here. It says mesiris ha mifteach. Well, you guys sat on this last year. You guys are holding a little bit on this. This is becoming a Yeshiva Gedolah Matasyahu Shir. Mesiris HaMifteach. Rashi says, Hu Kinyan HaSchirus. That makes the Kinyan in Schirus when you hand over the keys. Not so Pasha. Imachelo Masar Mifteach Niknas Leal Arba Asar Chalakova B'dika Alam Maskir. If you gave her the keys in the morning, when the chiyuv came, it's on the person. Biarba aser shachris mi. Oh, that's the next one. So we got to go to this Tosfot over here. This Tosfot really opens up a tremendous sugya on kinyan schiros. By the way, I just skipped over completely the whole sugya of mezuzah over here. It was even the havamina of the mezuzah. It's a chovah on the door. There's a lot of Torah in that also. Im shemasa mifteach, Tosfot asks a tremendous question on Rashi. We have a Gemara in Baba Kama that says that just like karka is nicknamed bekesef, bishtar, ubechazaka, those are the three ways you buy chazaka. The Gemara says kach schiros. That's also when you rent. Kinyan schiros is three ways: kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Not mesiris ha mifteach. And Rashi brings down over here, it's a kinyan Schirus over here. There's a very big issue over here of what makes a kinyan in the schirus when a person comes in. And therefore, the Re gives a different pshat in the Gemara over here. Now, this Rashi is very important to understand Rashi. So the Korban Nisano that answers up for Rashi very nicely. The Gemara says over there that kinyan karka is with three things. So too, these three things are also knowing with schirus. And Achinavi, the kinyan karka, where you're making a kinyan in the goof of the karka, you're actually owning it, these three things work. But schiros, I'm not buying the etzim karka, I don't own the house, I own the usage of the house. So, in Achinavi, owning the usage of the house, three ways that I can get it are the three ways that I get karka. But there can be more ways. No one says there's not more. So the Korban Nisan is very beautiful over here. He says, I'm making a kinyan in the shimush, not in the goof of the dover. Therefore, it's enough that I have to show a kinyan in bailus, not in that it's mine, but that I have owned it, that I have usage of it. What shows kinyan bailus? Whoever's got the keys. Beautiful. What do you do with Tosfot? If you have more time, you can delve into those. So there's not any, a lot of chakiris going over here. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Boye mi name of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Hamazkir bayit lechavero. Someone rents a house from his friend, Biarba Asar, and he comes in on the 14th. His flight brought him in. We'll say that he's coming from England because it makes more sense. Someone from England is a short flight. He comes in Erev Pesach. Chazchaso baduk or en chazchaso baduk? Was the house checked or not? You moved into a house, the person's gone, and you don't know if he did bedikat chametz in the house. Lamai? What's the question? Lamai nafkamina? What's the question? Shaili, ask the guy. Right? Call him up and ask him. Okay? So Rashi, so the Gemara says it's a late day. He's not available. He's gone. Didn't bring his telephone or whatever. You can't find him. Leleti lahai lishule. So now we want to know, lichruchi lahai? Does he have to, my? Does he have to go out and be matriach and now check the house? Where is this question even more common? When a person goes into a hotel, right? Can you trust the fact that the hotel did betikat chametz? Say it's a Jewish hotel. Right? You ask, who are you going to ask over there? You're going to ask the maid. You know, the hotel has the policy, we clean the room. Who they send in? They send in the whoever cleans up over there. It's probably not a Jewish servant or not. So when a person goes in on the 14th, is it or not that they have to check for chametz? Rashi. Biyoba asa shachris, he came in the morning. Is there a chazaka that for sure he checked? Emush, kmitzvos chachamim, im lo. Or not? Lamai nafti, meaning literally, just ask him, lahai, im bakrim lav. No, ki konta leita lahai. The mask is not here, lemishale, im boil al itruche. Does he have to now get down and start looking for the chametz? Lahai, sokhaliv doch. Misafik, it's a suffix now. You don't know. For sure, if you know that he didn't check, of course you gotta check. Even if you come into a hotel in the middle of Pesach and you know he didn't check for Badiga Chametz, you go down and you check for any Chametz right then. Okay, so the Gemara brings an answer. Omer lehu Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. This is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Sugya. Over here, we keep on referring back to him. Tinitua, it's already learnt. Hakol ne'emanim al bir chametz. Everyone is believed on bir chametz. He gives edus on it. Afilu nashim that aren't kosher for edus, they're kosher over here. Afilu avadim, even avadim, the housekeepers. Afilu kitanim, vashi ne'emanim al bir chametz liay laay bir avasi shapadku baalavemos that they testify. My time of Mehemna, why are they believed? Lav mishum dechezkashu baduk. They don't have ne'emonas. None of these people have ne'emonas. It must be that there's a chazaka that it was checked, and therefore their word is fine. My time in ne'emon, Rashi. Ha'ilav b'nei sahadim. You know, these are not people that give testimony. You don't normally believe a testimony of women, slaves, and children. Lav mishum de belav amiriti de hunami mechazakim. It's not that we're dependent on their word. There's a chazaka that it's checked. There's a suffix. Their word is only clarifying what should be, that it's checked. You could be sure that it's checked.
Lay bada b'vada. Kol nemonim al biyuchomets. Not al biyuchomets. It doesn't say al biyuchomets.
Al biyuchomets. They got rid of all chomets from the house. That's b'dikas. For sure, they got rid of all the chomets. They did b'dikas chomets.
Al biyuchomets could be be...
So I answer the issue over here. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Good. Let's be looked into it. There's a nafkamina. So, the Vadai, lo avol said to break a chachamim. You could rely on them. Afilu hu ama arts l'shar devarim. And even if these people have no knowledge, they're completely unlearned people. Chavu le'dinim b'dika da'akol zvizin. Incredible Rashi. Even if a person has no knowledge of any areas of the Torah, he has a din of a chaver. A chaver is someone who is a talmid chacham holding all in yanin the Torah. He's a din chaver le'inyan b'dika. When it comes to b'dika chametz, why? The hakol zrizin. Rashi is stating a fact over here. Everybody is zrizin when it comes to b'dika chametz, and therefore they all have the ability. We'll save the rest of this chumor for tomorrow.